broadcasting from the great state of Texas worldwide, is David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, July 16th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We had Rod Rosenstein on Friday after this show, indicted the summit that is currently happening in Russia. That's what that really was. There was nothing in the indictment. We're going to tell you what it was about, as well as what it portends for our elections. Because you have to understand that with all the alarm about Russians rigging and hacking our elections, which, by the way, they point out did not happen, we do have a very vulnerable system. We have created the Trojan horse that allows people to hack our elections in an enterprise-wide basis. And by that I mean every election, every office, every jurisdiction, and it can be done from a centralized location. And when they talk about all this stuff and the Russians and so forth, they conveniently omit the fact that there were several hacks of states' boards of elections that were done and traced back to Department of Homeland Security. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what happened in the UK. We're going to talk about how free speech has been killed there, but also very interesting back and forth about Tommy Robinson that Bannon got involved in. And we're going to talk to you about whether Tommy should be in jail or not and the importance of juries, especially not just trial by jury, but a fully informed jury. So we're going to talk about that as well. You know, over the weekend, we had some very bad news here personally with us here in this program. An individual, Joe Jennings, one of our engineers, I've worked with him for many years on nightly news as well as this program. He died suddenly. Just a traffic accident. You know, those of us who worked with him loved him a great deal. Very kind. Had a great sense of humor. And I just want to say to those of you who don't know him, because he's behind the camera, those who are behind the camera are every bit as much a part of this program as those of us who are in front. Marco Morales has set up a GoFundMe to help the family as a thank you to him. And as a listener, if you want to say thank you to Joe and to his family, and this is an opportunity for you to provide for a young family that he can no longer take care of, you know, just a small amount of money from many people would make a big difference to this family at this time. You know, there's Joe is a Christian. We know that he is in a better place now, but for those of us left behind, what do? To take care of the widows and orphans that are left behind when somebody suddenly passes like this. This is something I would ask you to consider. It would be a great compliment to them, and it would be a great deal of care to his family. So if you want to get information about that, you can get the information on the GoFundMe account. I tweeted it out at Libertarian, and you can find that link there. And again, we sorely miss Joe and wish his family the best. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'll have news on the other side.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, July 16th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We have President Trump in Russia. As part of this summit, we have Rod Rosenstein as evidence of, I think, the outright corruption of this organization. Did everything he could to subvert this meeting on Friday. And as we look at what is in the indictment and what is not in the indictment, it is quite clear that Rod Rosenstein is playing the dirtiest politics that I have ever seen. This is beyond Nixon, quite frankly, folks. And if he is allowed to continue, if the House Republicans do not impeach him, if President Trump does not fire him, there really isn't any hope for this country. We are in the grips of a corrupt bureaucracy that will do anything, including trying to, well, they haven't tried. They have restarted the Cold War, and now they would like to push this even further. So there's some very important things that could happen that are panicking the establishment. They may be able to close the Syrian proxy war, as Zero Hedge calls it. And that's precisely what it has been. If you remember, we had Wesley Clark say, we've got this list of countries that we're going to go through and overthrow, and they're going right down the list, pretty much on schedule. Syria was on the list. We know the neocons like McCain and Lindsey Graham have been meeting with terrorists. It was very important that NATO and these other organizations were to take down Libya. The Libyan government turned that chaos into an arms bazaar that they could then use to fund and control this takedown of Syria. I mean, it's just going right down the line. They don't want to see this stopped. President Trump ran on and understands what this is about. This is a fight with a deep state. And so as we see what happened on Friday, it was blatant, naked corruption that Rod Rosenstein would have that summit and time it as President Trump is leaving the UK on his way to Russia. Absolutely amazing. Just absolutely amazing. As I say on Zero Hedge, the neocons are panicking as the Trump-Putin meeting could mark the close of the Syrian proxy war. When multiple op-ed pieces, they said, appear in the pages of the New York Times, Washington Post, and the CFR-owned Foreign Affairs, they're all authored by neocons, and it all happens simultaneous with this indictment by Rod Rosenstein, all pleading with Trump, don't get out of Syria, all within the same week. This is typically an indicator that the president's about to do something good. Well, let's hope that they don't shut this down. And, you know, when we look at their wars, one of the articles that came out over the weekend was Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. Remember him? He started sending bombing campaign. You read his manifesto, and it's kind of like the plot of the Terminator movies. And so he started sending. He decided that tech was getting out of control. He wanted to take down key scientists in various areas. He killed three people. He injured 23 others across the nation before they stopped him. He wrote a letter. He said, "Do I feel my actions were justified? To that, I can give you only a qualified yes." He wrote this in a letter from prison. And so we look at this and we say, how could he say this is worth it? And yet, remember, we had Madeleine Albright who was asked by Leslie Stahl. She said, "Your sanctions killed 500,000 Iraqi children. Was it worth it?" And that mass murderer, Madeleine Albright, didn't give it a qualified yes. Madeleine Albright didn't try to even lie to cover up her crimes. She was not ashamed of it at all. She said, yes, it was worth it. It was worth it to starve and kill 500,000 children. She didn't even quibble with the number. It may have been more. Maybe she was happy that it was only 500,000 that were being accredited to her account. But God knows how many she killed. And when we look at this, I'm reminded of what Joseph Stalin said. We look at what the Unabomber did. For his agenda, he killed three people and he injured 23 others across the nation. And he said it was worth it. How many politicians, how many neocons have more blood on their hands than this? And yet, like Stalin said, the death of a single person is a tragedy, but 1 million people is a statistic, or 500,000 people. And so the question is going to be, are the House Republicans going to do anything about this? Are they going to impeach Rod Rosenstein? And we're going to get to that in a minute as we look at this process here. I was absolutely, well, I can't say I was stunned to see Trey Gowdy pushing back on this, witch hunt. You know, President Trump has said it's a witch hunt. That's a mild way to put it, frankly. It is a Russian red herring. Remember when they used to be the Reds? Now they make us the Reds. That was a very clever way for them to use that color. But yeah, it's exactly what they have done. What they did from the very beginning was, as everybody was looking at the information that came out of the DNC. And folks, regardless of whether this was something that was handed by a whistleblower like Seth Rich, most likely, inside the DNC, who was upset about the rigging of the process there by Hillary Clinton, regardless of whether it was done by Seth Rich or whether it was hacked by outsiders or even hacked by another government, the fact remains that Hillary didn't want you to see the truth about her. And if there was any manipulation of the election, it was to tell you the truth about Hillary Clinton that the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN and the rest of the mainstream media would not tell you about her. And for that truth-telling, they're coming after WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, so forth. We have had this witch hunt, this red herring, because as we were on the trail of what Hillary was doing, they came out just like a fox hunt and drug a smelly fish, a red herring, across the trail, so you can't follow what the real information is. That's what this has been from the very beginning. And now we got Trey Gowdy participating in this as well. Trey Gowdy, who did so much grandstanding with Benghazi and never did a thing about it. Just like Ken Starr. Ken Starr, who had the crimes of the Clintons, he had the corruption, the RICO crimes of that crime syndicate. He had accusations of sexual assault and rape. Got rid of all of those. Didn't want to pay any attention to the financial corruption or the racketeering or the physical sexual abuse and rape. No, he came up with a charge of lying under oath about a consensual affair. Yeah, he was dragging the red herring across that fox hunt. And now you got people like Trey Gowdy betraying this situation. We all know what's going on, Trey. You don't have to tell us. We all understand that you're leaving now and that you're going to be a lobbyist, or maybe you can become a judge. The establishment's going to love you covering for them. This is the kind of corruption that is endemic in Washington. These are the kind of fifth column establishment people feathering their own nest at the expense of getting a better government here. But we have some House Republicans who may drop an indictment today. We don't know. Trey Gowdy has done everything he could to pour cold water on it. But you know what? Trey Gowdy is just one individual. And I don't think he's been on our side from the beginning. I thought after the Benghazi stuff went on for so long that was precisely what he was doing. I didn't call him out on it because I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I understand that it's very difficult in Washington to get anything done. But now, after multiple incidents like we saw again yesterday, it's quite clear that he's playing for the other team. You know, we look at the way the press is reacting to all of this stuff. I just want to remind you, when we look at China, the beta test site for tyranny, for suppressing free speech and so forth. China is saying to its press, don't talk about this trade war going on. Why is that? Because they're going to lose. President Trump is holding all the cards. We are down, as President Trump said, we're down $800 billion a year. This is a trade war that has been going on for decades. President Trump is finally doing something about it. And they don't really have a winning hand in this because, again, we are $800 billion down. So they tell the press, don't overreport this. And by all means, don't link any trade tariff back and forth, any trade tariff equalizations. Don't you and the Chinese press link this to any changes in the stock market or there will be consequences. And when we come back, we're going to tell you how the United Kingdom is following right down the path of the Chinese in terms of suppressing free speech.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have a report that has been put up by Mike Adams on Infowars.com. Emergency report, the censorship master plan decoded. And as Mike Adams points out, it's a lengthy document. You can see it as a scribed report. He said this key report prepared for lawmakers and for President Trump serves as a roadmap on how tech giants covertly silence online speech. Folks, you should be concerned about the overt silence of free speech. We all know that it's happening. We've all seen it happen over and over again. And quite frankly, as he said, this should be required reading for every lawmaker, government official, so forth. This should be required reading for you as a citizen. You need to understand that your freedoms are not going to be given to you. The people who fought for our country, who fought for their independence, like Jefferson and others, said we're not going to be carried on a feather bed to a state of liberty. In other words, they're not going to just carry you along in this cushiony thing and do it for you. Freedom is never given by the powerful to the powerless. It is taken. That's how you get your power. That's how you get your freedom. It is never a gift. It is always taken. And so you can read this and you can do something about this because it isn't going to be done by the government, but it's important reading for you. Take a look at this Mike Adams story at Infowars.com because you are the one that is going to get your freedom and the freedom for your country. But just take a look at some of the things that Facebook has done. I mean, I've been accumulating these things. I was going to talk about it for weeks, going back to the 4th of July. Facebook removing the Declaration of Independence because they said it's hate speech. They don't like people talking about insurrection or altering or abolishing a government that becomes destructive of our rights. Yeah, they don't like that kind of stuff. Merciless Indian savages. Oh, yeah, okay. We can't talk about drug cartels or jihadis either. So this is something that's being posted by a organization. It was a paper, I believe, that was putting it up bits and pieces, and they took it down. Of course, they've also removed a gospel group's music video, Zion's Joy, something what heaven would look like. They said, oh, we think that this is too political because they started out pictures of demonstrators in Charlottesville. And they said, I know it might feel like this kind of trouble will stay, but it's going soon. This world will fade away. That was the context in which we're putting it. But if it's political, we're going to shut this down. Look, political speech was the key point of the First Amendment. Religious and political freedom, because those are the controversial things, right? You want to get people upset with you in a social setting, you talk about politics or religion. Well, you want to get the government upset with you, you talk about politics or religion. And so those were specifically mentioned. It's not limited to those. The Supreme Court at one point in time said, no, there is not going to be any free speech for film. How's that for Hollywood? Well, of course, Hollywood doesn't support free speech for film either because they made sure that Vaxxed, the documentary about vaccine safety, was purged from the Tribeca Film Festival. That's how much Hollywood supports free speech today. But the Supreme Court didn't support it for about 40 years. But religious speech and political speech were expressly protected as part of the First Amendment. But Facebook doesn't like that. And that's why they use Facebook. See, we can talk to we can expose the tactics that they're using here. But you have to understand that the government, both Republicans and Democrats, are quite fine with the fact that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are enacting the censorship for them. I have seen this over and over again, and I'll tell you one more time. When we had the debates as third-party and independent candidates, the establishment parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, would both use a third-party organization, which was a press organization, a statewide press organization. They would use them to keep third-party and independent candidates out of the debates to silence them. That was the press working along with the Democrats and the Republicans saying, we don't want you to hear anything other than this narrow narrative that we have created. And they're doing the same thing now with the big three social media companies. Here's another one. Facebook slammed for censorship of a country group's patriotic song. Facebook shut down the West Cook Band Tuesday. It prevented the country group from using the paid tools to promote its song, I Stand for the Flag. What if they had put out, I Spit on the Flag? You think that would have gone through? I know it would have. How about I Burn the Flag? That would have been fine. See, Facebook has a perspective here that they're coming from. They've shut down support groups for veterans with PTSD. You didn't hear much about that, do you? It's all about Cambridge Analytica, which they worked with, which they have done. I mean, this is something that they've been doing for a long time. This was a group in the UK. It's called Fill Your Boots UK. Soldiers suffering from combat-induced traumas after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan would post cries for help on the page on an almost daily basis. Fill Your Boots UK would then issue SOS messages asking other veterans to rush to their aid, but Facebook shut them down and refused to reinstate the page despite a series of phone calls made to the company. So they've put these soldiers' lives at risk, and they don't care. This is what we're seeing everywhere, everywhere, because Facebook has taken the position of being LifeLog. That was what DARPA and the Pentagon wanted to set up. They had total information awareness. They had a program called LifeLog. They said, you know, we're going to create a system that's going to track everything that everybody does their entire life. You know, they're going to put it on your permanent record. You always used to hear that as a threat in school. Well, Facebook is that threat. And just as Facebook was being started with venture capital funding from a lot of people who had connections to the Pentagon and to DARPA specifically, they conveniently shut down those programs like Total Information Awareness. They renamed it some other things because that sounded a little bit too creepy. It was a little bit over the line of creepy because it was a little bit too frank about what they were doing. And they also shut down LifeLog because who needs it? You got Facebook, and people do it voluntarily. They don't have to hire anybody to stick the data in there for you. You put it out there because you want to be a little minor celebrity. You watched Big Brother and those other reality TV shows that start in the UK. And so they're fact-checking conservative sites into oblivion, as PJ Media headline said. Is Facebook a publisher? Well, they say when they are standing before Congress, they say, no, 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 no. But then in private, they're saying yes. Yes, they admit that they are. In the suit filed by an app startup alleges that Mark Zuckerberg developed a malicious and fraudulent scheme to exploit users' personal data and to force rival companies out of business. And as part of this, they said, we're a publisher. So when they're a publisher when it's convenient for them, and when it's not convenient for them, they're not a publisher. Does this have consequences for you? All this information that they put out there? Just take a look at what happened to a tourist who was sentenced to 8 years in prison in Egypt because she posted some bad things that happened in Egypt and criticized the country. Said it was an S of a B country, and her post went viral. She said she was sexually harassed by men in taxis on the street, and there was an incident in which money was stolen from her during a previous visit. She was 24 years old. They saw the post on Facebook, and now she's serving 8 years in prison. You've seen people fired left and right. Employers vet this. How long is it going to be before our government starts sending people to prison for this? This kind of stuff is happening now in Egypt, in China, other places. And again, I'm going to get to Britain when we come back. We're going to talk about what happened there over the weekend. Sadiq Khan says it's all about free speech. Is it really? We'll tell you why it isn't. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalist. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalist? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on the 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joining the joint news conference when it goes live from Helsinki. That'll be coming up. I'm going to stop on the free speech issue. I'll pick that up later. What happened in Britain over the weekend, I think, is very telling. And I want to put a little bit of context into this summit, because, as I said before, I think what happened on Friday was not so much the indictment of some Russian officers. It was an indictment of the summer of the summit itself by the deep state. I'm going to play for you what Rosenstein said, but first of all, when we look at what's in here, some of this stuff, especially the fact that you had some of these Russian officers are trying to infiltrate the computers of state boards of elections. Folks, this was done by our own Homeland Security. You remember when this happened? We had several boards of election that said, we had people trying to break in, and after a few days, they said, we traced this back to the Department of Homeland Security in Washington. And they're not talking about that here. So many times we have seen, as part of this quote-unquote Russian investigation, that they are trying to cover their tracks, cover their crimes, and push them off onto a foreign power, and I think this is yet another example of this. The whole thing about Russians exposing the truth about Hillary Clinton. You know what? If it was the Russians, let's send them a big thank you for telling us the truth, as I said before, that the mainstream media would not tell us. We need to send them a thank you. We need to tell WikiLeaks thank you, Julian Assange thank you. They told the truth about Hillary Clinton. If that's interfering in our elections, why? They busted the lies wide open. That's interference. They're supposed to lie to us and get away with it, like the FBI is currently still doing, like the Department of Justice is still doing. Our own government breaking into these boards of elections, and then they say, oh, you know what? It was the Russians that did it. Pay no attention to the fact that it was Homeland Security doing this. Now, that's precisely what this is, folks. And you look at the indictments. There's really nothing here. Supposedly, they used spear phishing. That's how they got Podesta's stuff. Sending misleading email messages and tricking users into disclosing their passwords and security information. Is that all the Russians have got? Seriously? We're trembling in fear? Look, folks, they have lost untold amounts. Pretty much everybody that works for the Pentagon, they had their personal data files lost. We've had the NSA hacked. We've had the CIA hacked. And part of that hack was to show that with Vault 7, they have the capability to hack into systems and to make it look like they're anybody that they wish to. They can look like they're Russians or they're Chinese or they're North Koreans or they're Syrians or any of the usual suspects. So all of this forensic evidence, which, by the way, they never got the servers, so they don't have any forensic evidence anyway. But the big takeaway, folks, is not the fact that there's really nothing, spear phishing and so forth, and correspondence, public correspondence, one tweet back and forth between Guccifer 2.0 and Roger Stone. It's like, oh, big deal. That was public. It's like, there's nothing here. There was no information exchange. There was nothing there. And there's nothing here either. When we look at this indictment, this is what Rosenstein said. There is no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. Okay, shut down the Mueller investigation then. What's this about? There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result. So it's nothing. There's nothing here. And then he goes on to say, we do not try cases on television or in congressional hearings. Oh, really? Isn't that what you're doing, Rosenstein? Rosenstein? I think it's Rosenstein, like Frankenstein. Anyway, Redstone. That's what he's doing. Defendants supposedly used a network of computers around the world, and they paid for it using cryptocurrency. See, they line up their usual suspects. Oh, we want to go after Republicans. We want to go after cryptocurrency. We want to control the internet. And, oh, look, we've got one of these voting machine companies now has been bought by Russians. Did they care that the electronic voting machine companies, the biggest ones, were created by friends of Hugo Chavez? In Venezuela? Do they care that Smartmatic has been alleged to have been involved in election corruption throughout Central America and South America and the Philippines? Do they care about that? I mean, this is what they should be looking at. The fact that they created this Trojan horse. And the question is, who's going to control it? Is it going to be the Republicans or the Democrats? They both got their hooks into these voting machine scams, these electronic voting machines. And this is far worse than stuffing paper ballots or getting caught, like we've seen so many times, the corrupt officials in Chicago getting caught, one of them maybe with a voting machine driving around the back of their trunk. No, no, no. When you do it electronically, you can do it all from a centralized location. You can do it using algorithms. You can do it for every election in every jurisdiction. That's what we should be afraid of. This should be a call for us to go back to paper ballots and have a lot of people watching like a hawk everything that these shysters are doing here. But no, we're going to continue down this path that was created by the corrupt communists in Venezuela. And they're going to continue to try these cases on television. Let's play what Rand Paul had to say. He said, election meddling? Are you kidding me? Everybody does this. Here's Rand Paul.
How much do you want President Trump to try to hold Putin accountable for that?
I think really we mistake our response if we think it's about accountability from the Russians. They're another country. They're going to spy on us. They do spy on us. They're going to interfere in our elections. We also do the same. Dove Levin at Carnegie Mellon studied this over about a 50-year period in the last century and found 81 times that the U.S. interfered in other countries' elections. So we all do it. What we need to do is make sure our electoral process is protected. And I think because this has gotten partisan and it's all about partisan politics, we've forgotten that really the most important thing is the integrity of our election. And there are things we can do and things that I've advocated, making sure it's decentralized all the way down to the precinct level.
That's right.
Making sure we don't store all the data in one place, even for a state, and that there's a backup way that someone in the precinct can say, 2,000 people signed in, this was the vote tally I sent to headquarters. There's a lot of ways we can back up our election. Advertising and things like that, it's tricky. Can we restrict the Russians? We might be able to in some ways, but I think in the bottom line, we've wanted the Russians to admit it. They're not going to admit it the same way we're not going to admit that we were involved in the Ukrainian elections or in the Russian elections. So all countries that can spy do, all countries that want to interfere in elections and have the ability to, they try.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Let's hold it right there because, you know, as Rand Paul's talking about 81 different elections that we've interfered with over the last 50 years, we have the Ayatollahs in place now. Because we overthrew their election and put in the Shah of Iran. And then we allowed him to rule with an iron hand. We had the CIA train his secret police on how to torture people. And we made the Shah of Iran in America so hated that they chose to, basically it's a blowback. These Ayatollahs that are now in charge in Iran, they're blowback of us rigging their election and putting in a despot and teaching him how to be ruthless to the people there. That's what we've done. We've been very successful at this. Now, they don't want us to see what is really happening with the elections. For example, we had China hack the FDIC. And guess what? U.S. officials covered that up. Why would they cover that up and then talk about 12 individuals who did a spear phishing attack and so forth and maybe exposed some of Hillary Clinton's dirty laundry, if that's the case? And I don't believe that that's the case at all. We've talked about this before. I don't believe that's what happened. We have some Republicans who are buying into that narrative. I don't think that's the case. It was a whistleblower inside. I trust William Binney. He knows more technically than these people do. And he also has a lot more integrity. He said that didn't happen. WikiLeaks said it didn't happen. WikiLeaks has never lied to us, unlike CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times. They have always told the truth about this. They said it was a whistleblower. It wasn't a foreign state. But when China hacks the FDIC, the U.S. officials are covering it up. That is something that has a great deal of consequence for us, and it happened quite a bit. We'll tell you more about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David. I don't want to get into this detail of the Chinese hacking the FDIC. Have you heard anything about that? One or two reports that I've seen. Of course, mainstream media is not going to be talking about this one. That is a much bigger deal, and it really happened, and the government covered that up. They didn't talk about that on the eve of President Trump going to meet with President Xi, just as Rosenstein came out. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about the fake Rosenstein indictments. And also what's going on with the Chinese hacking the FDIC in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. We have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing. And this is a gel that helps you to protect against infection on minor cuts, burns, scrapes, and other things. You know, they still use in burn units, they still use silver in gels. Because nanosilver is very effective at fighting bacteria as well as virus. And I've used this, as I've said before, with colloidal silver to fight against infection when I get a cut, especially when I'm traveling. I always keep that with me in case I start feeling sick or if I get a cut or something, I would use it that. But it's difficult to keep that liquid in place. So this is in the form of a gel. You can get this new product now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have many of our most popular products like Brain Force, DNA Force, Red Pill, many of those 50% off as a continuation of our Second American Revolution sale that began on 4th of July. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, the new product, as well as the big discounts that we have continued from our special sale. All right, as we look at this, one of the things that they have alleged here is that the defendants hacked into computer networks, installed malicious software that allowed them to spy on users and capture keystrokes and so forth. Well, as you just heard Rand Paul say, manipulating elections and trying to manipulate elections is not anything new. it doesn't appear that they were successful, even if they tried. And that's what the Rosenstein indictment said. It said there's no allegations that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that they changed a vote count or affected any election results. So if they did it, here's the good news. The Russians aren't very effective. They're not very good at what they do. I mean, we've overthrown entire countries time and again with either coups or elections, and yet they failed to do it. That's the good news, if they even tried. But when we look at this kind of stuff, again, as Rand Paul said, for the last 50 years, we've been involved in doing this kind of stuff. And it is no big deal to try to capture keystrokes and so forth. One of the first projects that I worked with as an engineer, we were involved with the Tempesting program back in the late 1970s. At that time, we didn't have everybody hooked up to the internet. There wasn't any internet. And so the preferred method of finding out what people were doing on their computers was to eavesdrop electronically. And so they and we had programs, or capabilities, I should say, not programs, but they had electronic equipment where you could monitor the different keys that were being depressed on a keyboard. And you could then figure out which keys were being pressed. And so you could see what somebody was typing as they were typing. Now today, of course, it's much more sophisticated because everybody's hooked up to the internet. But it's nothing new. Everybody has been spying on everybody with this kind of stuff all of the time. This is nothing new. The good news is they didn't do anything about it. The other part of this is the hacking of state board of elections and stealing information about 500,000 voters, voter registration information and so forth. Why do you think the Russians would want that? Do you think that would be more interesting for the Russians, or would it be more interesting for the Democrats to do that? Because it was the Obama Homeland Security Department that was doing this. No mention of that by Rosenstein. No mention of the fact that you had state boards of election tracing this back to the Obama Homeland Security people. Yeah, I can understand that the Democrats would want to have this voter information, but I don't really know why the Russians would want that. Yeah, there's some stuff that they want to get from us very badly. And when we talk about the value of this stuff, nobody is paying attention really to what I think is the much bigger story. The fact that China hacked the FDIC. According to congressional investigators, the Chinese government hacked into 12 computers and 10 backroom servers at the FDIC, including the incredibly sensitive personal computers of the agency's top officials, the FDIC chairman, his chief of staff, and the general counsel. And this is the most important part, folks. They don't want you to know this. They have a big press conference about, oh, look, they got some voter information here and they did a spear phishing attack on the DNC and John Podesta. So what? It didn't change anything. Do you think this changed something? See, the Chinese go straight for the money, don't they? Yeah. If they get this information, they've got the personal computers of these guys in terms of the state of various banks. They got internal information about 4,500 banks and savings institutions. That's what they could get out of this. That's some real valuable information. You can monetize that. See, the Chinese are all about taking over the world economically. They're going to come along militarily as well. They're working on that as well. But that's big news that's not being reported. Congressional investigators tried to review the FDIC's cybersecurity policy, but the agency hid the hack. One of the FDIC's top lawyers told employees, do not discuss the hacks via email, so the emails wouldn't become official government records. So at the same time we've had this big Russia investigation and we've been going on and beating ourselves up and tying up President Trump's hands. Of course, that's what they want to do. Well, we've been doing that for the last 2 years. Nobody wants to talk about what happened to the FDIC, even though that's much more substantive, even though something really happened there. They refused to comment at the FDIC. In a recent internal review, the agency admits that it did not accurately portray the extent of risk to Congress and that their record keeping, quote, needs improvement. Yeah, that's their own report card there. Mistakes were made. No crimes, no incompetence. Yeah, we need some improvement. You know what? You probably need to increase our budget. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. We need more people here. We need a bigger budget and bigger bureaucracy. And so with such a high profile breach and hitting the top levels of the FDIC, it's crazy for me to think that this type of information wasn't publicly released. We need to be deeply concerned about the disclosure process around our federal government, says an individual who now runs a cybersecurity firm. His name is Kennedy. It's called Trusted SEC. Well, we don't trust the security. We don't trust the SEC. Shouldn't trust the FDIC either. All of these agencies have been exposed to be completely porous in terms of their cybersecurity. And yet, we're supposed to tremble about the Russians. And this information is conveniently released just before the summit. Let's play video 8. This is what Rosenstein had to say at the press conference on Friday. Here's Rod Rosenstein.
Charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result. The conspirators created fictitious online personas, including DC Leaks and Guccifer 2.0.
And all right, let's hold it right there, because we've got Rob Reiner, even though you just heard Rosenstein, Rosenstein say that. He said, Rob Reiner comes out and goes, well, it's crystal clear that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia. Is it really, Meathead? Is that why they call you Meathead? You can't hear this and understand? There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime, and yet Rob Reiner says, well, it's crystal clear that Trump committed a crime then, and that they colluded with Russia. I'll tell you who's colluding. It's the Justice Department. And that's the thing that's really sad. It is essentially, hopefully, it has fizzled out. We'll have to wait and see. But Paul Craig Roberts said there is no sign whatsoever of any evidence in the 12 Russian indictments. He said, don't forget that Rosenstein is implicated in the orchestration of Russiagate as a weapon against Trump. And, of course, also against cyber currencies. They threw that little bit in there as well. He says he's a Trump appointee, says Paul Craig Roberts. Moreover, when Trump's attorney general ordered Rosenstein's resignation, Trump refused to accept it and kept him in office. Trump's miscalculation is so enormously wrong that he deserves a knife in the back that Rosenstein just gave him. Rosenstein. I keep calling him Rosenstein. It goes back to Young Frankenstein. If there's any valid indictment of 12 Russians for the sake of the summit's success, a normal functioning deputy attorney general would have held the indictment until after the summit results. And if the summit was successful, he would have deep-sixed the indictment regardless of whether there was a basis for it, right? Because there is no evidence that they did anything. Yes, they attempted to get in. And we have not only attempted, but we have rigged elections. So a normal deputy attorney general would have looked at this stuff and would have held it until after the summit. But the whole point of this investigation is that it is political. And they have exposed that over and over again. Will the House impeach this criminal, Rod Rosenstein? We'll see. We'll see. Stay with us when we come back. We'll have the live conference as they go live.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, 1776, Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to go back to the Rosenstein indictment, but we're also going to talk about rigged election, and we're going to show you how that is, and we'll talk about rigged free speech as well. But here at the top of the hour, I want to talk about a statistic that has come out of Germany. You know, we looked at the program by the United Nations that was put forward in the year 2000. They were saying we have to open up the borders and bring in people from third world countries because we've had an implosion in the birth rate in Western countries. And there's not going to be anybody here to pay for the welfare state, for the Social Security. And as I've pointed out many times, Social Security, which began in Germany, was a lie from the very beginning, not just as a Ponzi scheme, but they never intended anybody to collect it. They picked 65, when Bismarck put it in, they picked the age of 65 to begin taking benefits. They picked that age because that was a life expectancy at the time. So they said, well, when do you expect most people to die? Okay, that's the age that we will pick. And that's been the fraud of Social Security from the very beginning in Germany. Now in Germany, as we had the UN say, you got to bring in these foreign workers from the third world so they can pay the aged German retirees, because we're not going to have enough people in this Ponzi scheme to support them. So we got to bring in more people. That was the justification that they had there. And of course, we said, you know, that they're not going to work to support the Germans. They're going to go on welfare themselves. And now we have the proof of it. 12 Germans must work and pay taxes in order to fund the cost of just one migrant. You see how it's been turned upside down? That was the narrative from the UN. Oh, we got to bring them in to support you in your retirement. But it's just the other way around. Voice of Europe reported last week one of the biggest secrets in Europe is the real cost of migration, especially the cost of one migrant. And they had an article they quoted from Germany citing the development minister Gerd Müller. 1 million refugees cost the German government, that is the state and municipalities, about €30 billion a year. So to put it another way, each person who is seeking protection in Germany cost €30,000 per year, or about €2,500 per month. That corresponds to the tax burden of 12 average earners per month. But as I point out, the number for the average refugee or migrant could be even higher because of many of the new long-term unemployed who are coming in. See, it was never about that. It was never about protecting your retirement. Every time they look at Social Security here or there, they're saying, we're not going to be able to pay this unless we raise the age, because we've had people living to a longer age, so we now got to raise the retirement age here in order to keep this program solvent. Well, it was always a Ponzi scheme. It was always a dodge. Take a look at what's happening in our country. We have the White House Council of Economic Advisors say that 53% of non-disabled working-age Medicaid recipients do not work. 53% of these recipients work an average of 0 hours per month while receiving benefits. And this is the subset of recipients with the largest percentage of non-workers. Those are adults who are aged 50 to 64 without children. See, the bottom line, and this is why we go back to Cloward and Piven. They came out, I think it was the original report was in the 1960s. They said, we can collapse America if we expand the welfare state and encourage people to go on welfare. And they weren't able to do that because Americans want something better than a welfare existence. And so then they reworked that. About 2005, I think, they came up with their new plan, which was let's open the borders And with open borders and unlimited immigration, we can bankrupt the economy. If we can't get Americans to go on it in sufficient numbers, and we can bring in everybody from the third world, we can become the schools for everybody in the third world. We can become the welfare state for everybody in the third world, and that will bankrupt the country. Once we do that, we can create our socialist utopia. It's not incompetence, folks. It's a deliberate plan. And it's working. It's working. We still don't have a wall. We still don't have control of what's going on. We still don't have any way to shut this down. We're still captive to the whims of one federal judge. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Again, as we look at this phony timing of the phony indictment, why would they bother with an indictment? Of course, it doesn't take anything to indict anybody. You don't have anyone presenting the other side. You have you have the prosecutor pulling up the grand jury and presenting some evidence to them and getting an indictment, and it doesn't take anything to do that. But there's nothing there. By Rosenstein's own admission, there is nothing there. Not any Americans were involved in this, and nothing was changed in the election. The only thing that changed in the election was when we found out the truth about Hillary Clinton, and I don't think that even came from the Russians. We give them credit for it if he wants to do that. But as Caitlin Johnston points out in Zero Hedge, five things that would make the CIA, CNN, Russia narrative more believable. Number one, proof of a hacking conspiracy. So prove it. You got this hacking conspiracy. We've heard nothing but a Russia did it conspiracy for the last year. Let's see some proof of this. Let's see that they actually meddled in a way that was meaningful. Well, we've actually had Rod Rosenstein said they didn't do that. And we haven't seen any proof. We've had a lot of people who were involved in the information who have not lied to us before. People at Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, and others have said, no, we did not get this from a state source. Number three, some reason to believe that Russian election meddling was unwarranted and unacceptable. As I played for you earlier, Rand Paul said, we have done it for the last half century, and we've been much more effective at it. Rod Rosenstein said it didn't make any difference. And so, when we look at who is effective at this, we're winning that game. We're winning. I'm tired of winning, quite frankly. I think we should stop rigging the elections of foreign countries. Number four, prove that the election meddling went beyond simply giving Americans access to information about their government. And again, if they did that to tell us about Hillary Clinton, let's say thank you for giving us the information that CNN would not give us. Number five, a valid reason to believe that escalated tensions between the two nuclear superpowers are worthwhile. Yeah, who benefits from this? The military-industrial complex? The same people who did the reset with Russia and started up the Cold War after it was dead? For profit? That is what we're really talking about here, folks. And so we've had talk from House GOP members and the Freedom Caucus, the chairman, Mark Meadows, and others say they have drawn up articles of impeachment against Rod Rosenstein. According to Politico, they said conservative sources say they could file the impeachment documents as soon as today. As Meadows and Freedom Caucus founder Jim Jordan look to build Republican support in the House. One source cautioned, however, that the timing was still fluid. As they point out in the Zero Hedge article here, GOP legislators could also try to hold Rosenstein in contempt of Congress prior to an actual impeachment. Because they have, and you've seen the hearings that they had at the end of last month, said you've been slow walking this, you've redacted this stuff, you won't respond to us. And the arrogance of Rosenstein is exceeded only by the smirking arrogance of Peter Strzok. Just unbelievable when you look at that. You know, I mean, he really is, as many people have said, the face of this corrupt bureaucracy, the federal bureaucracy of instigation that we're seeing here now. They're owning that corruption, folks. The FBI is standing solidly behind him. Their counselors are stonewalling this along with Rod Rosenstein. And when you look at the dirty trick, there he is right there. Face of a psychopathic liar, if ever we saw one. I mean, this, but if you had any doubt that this was simply political, just look at what Rosenstein did, having this big nothing press conference, talking about, oh, we've got all these indictments against people, but nothing actually happened. Seriously. Seriously. Absolutely amazing. The GOP said for over 8 months, they've had the opportunity to choose transparency, but they've instead chosen to withhold information and to impede any efforts of Congress to conduct oversight. If Rod Rosenstein and the Department of Justice have nothing to hide, they certainly haven't acted like that. And so the question is, will they impeach them? You got Trey Gowdy then carrying their water, carrying the water for the establishment, going on yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation and say, impeach Rosenstein? For what? No, I'm not convinced there is a movement to impeach him. Well, others were saying they were going to do it. And he's pouring cold water on this. He says, I've had my differences with Rod Rosenstein. I talk to him quite often privately. Which, again, is a lot more constructive than the public hearings we have. He says also that it is not a witch hunt, as President Trump was saying that it is. And it is a witch hunt, folks. Just take a look at that press conference. So he says, Russia attacked this country in 2016, said Trey Gowdy. Did they really? That's not what Rosenstein said. Your friend Rosenstein didn't say that, Trey. He said it didn't do anything at all. And no Americans were involved. So why is it still going? You yourself, Gowdy, have said, end this. Put up or shut up. Yeah, they should. And they should show what they've got. And they have shown that they don't have anything. And Devin Nunes has come out and said, this is nothing but a rehash of what we had in the House report. This is simply, folks, timed for the summit. But if you have any question about what's going to be going on with it, just listen to the way the press is responding to this. Let's play video clip number 4. This is John Bolton being interviewed by ABC News Jonathan Carl. And this is absolutely amazing. Bolton had a great takedown on this guy. Listen to this.
And I want to ask you about Putin and freedom of the press. Vladimir Putin and his government have jailed journalists. There have even been accusations that there have been they've carried out murders of journalists critical of the Russian state. And we hear President Trump, doesn't he kind of contribute to that authoritarian effort to undermine a free press when we hear him brand legitimate news organizations as fake, legitimate news stories as fake?
CNN?
Contribute to exactly the kind of undermining of the free press that
CNN
we see out of Russia?
Deliberate.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. And let's just be clear. Franklin Roosevelt met with Joseph Stalin at a time when activity in Russia was a lot worse than it is today. I'm not excusing present conduct, but it didn't seem to bother Franklin Roosevelt, and liberal Democrats weren't bothered at the time when he met with Stalin. So let's try and have some historical perspective
for Stalin
here and not act like we have the attention span of fruit flies.
But wait a minute. I'm not asking whether or not it's legitimate or appropriate for him to meet with Vladimir Putin. I'm asking if the president branding real news organizations, real news stories as not real contributes to this effort that we see from the Russians and from other authoritarians to undermine a free press.
Of course not. I really, honestly, Jonathan, I think the question's silly.
Well, let me ask you about...
And don't say I'm attacking freedom of the press. I just characterized your question.
Yeah, if you characterize this question, if you push back on what he says, that's attacking freedom of the press. Look, when CNN comes out with something wrong, and this is not just getting the facts wrong, it's deliberately spinning the stuff. I'm going to give you some more examples of this. Let's take a look at CNN Stelter. When you look at what Stelter says about President Trump, it's not just a mistake. It is malicious. It is slanderous. That is the essence of fake news. It's stuff that if he wasn't a public figure, if he wasn't a political figure, he could sue him for defamation. But if you have any question as to the objectivity of the press, and of course he's free to say this, nobody is stopping this, but President Trump is free to say that is nothing but scurrilous lies and defamation. Here's CNN's Stelter and what he has to say about President Trump.
Putin and Trump plan to meet for a private one-on-one conversation before official talks begin. No aides, no note takers. So we'll never really know what is said. Because, really, can we trust either man? No, we can't.
More than I trust you.
In the past, the U.S. president's words have projected power and shaped global decisions. What the president said meant something. It meant a lot. But not now. Not anymore.
All right, let's hold it right there. Do you have the attention span of a fruit fly? Do you remember when the press during the time of Truman were the lapdogs of Joseph Stalin? They loved his philosophy. They covered for everything that he did. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you the InfoWarriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Trump is meeting right now with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. There used to be a time that we would call that détente. At the height of the Cold War, it was considered to be a good thing when people who had nuclear missiles pointed at each other had an easing of tensions. But that's not what the press wants right now. The press speaking for the military-industrial complex, and we've seen this happen just recently with NATO. NATO, an organization whose time has long since passed. As I pointed out last week, Germany is not afraid of Russia. They're buying their energy from Russia. They've made themselves energy dependent upon Russia. They don't spend any money to defend themselves from Russia or from anybody else for that matter. They don't feel threatened. Why should we provide all of this money to defend them? And again, I'm afraid that rather than seeing the dissolution of NATO, which is really what should happen, that institution and the people who support it are going to try to make the case that there needs to be more money spent in terms of buying weapons because they can buy them here in America. No, that's not what we want to see. We don't want to see everybody armed to the teeth. That only benefits the military-industrial complex. And although most of that is based here in America, it's not any real benefit to us. We'd like to see things step down. We would like to see an easing of tensions. But that's not what the mainstream media or the political establishment in both Western Europe and here in America want to see. Here's another example. Andrea Mitchell, or as I like to call her, Mrs. Alan Greenspan, she attacked President Trump as well. Here's what Andrea Mitchell had to say.
I think this is unique because we've never had a summit with a KGB spy master, someone who has, you know, completely studied and examined Donald Trump, and a president who spent the weekend golfing and has not been preparing. There were no principal meetings, no planning for this summit, no deeply, you know, organized strategy sessions. What is the agenda? What are the goals? What do they want to get out of it? So we could be surprised. They could come out and say that we've made progress on nuclear weapons, that we're going to revive, expand, extend the START nuclear weapons agreement, which expires after 2022. But will Donald Trump confront Putin on the fact that he's already busted out of one medium range, the INF treaty, by deploying a banned missile? Unlikely. He doesn't know those kind of details. He hasn't been with his advisors. We've seen him all over the lot as he crisscrosses.
All right, let's
Europe
just hold it right there. Did you see that kind of skepticism and negativity about the Iranian deal that Obama put together? That Obama couldn't get ratified by the Senate, so he just ratified it himself. He and Kerry signed it. No, that was great. That was great when we had that with Iran, but not with Russia. Not with people who actually have the capability to attack this country. We're supposed to simultaneously be deathly afraid of the Russians and yet not want to ease these tensions with them whatsoever. You know, when you have Brian Stelter on CNN saying Trump simply cannot be trusted, he has proven himself time and time again. It's his own lies and his own contradictions that have proven it. No, that's basically what we've seen from CNN. CNN cannot be trusted. They've proven it over and over again. They've used lies and contradictions to prove that CNN can't be trusted. But we can trust that CNN and Andrea Mitchell and ABC and the rest of these people who are attacking President Trump, saying, you shouldn't even be going to meet with this guy. I mean, look at the things that he's done to the press. And you people do that kind of stuff to the press as well, don't you? You know, short of executing journalists, you, Trump, have tried to shut down the First Amendment. And John Bolton shut him down and said, you may not remember, since it's a while back, you may not remember when you guys were the lapdogs of Joseph Stalin. It was the Democrat left that were the lapdogs of Stalin at the time. You know, as they come after Roger Stone and say, well, this was a high-ranking Trump official. That was about a year after he had been the campaign manager for President Trump. He was a journalist working here at InfoWars at the time that he answered a public tweet. And Guccifer said, hey, did you see this? You think that's pretty important stuff? And he says, nah, pretty standard stuff, not interested. And that rises to the level of collusion between the Trump campaign somehow. That's the only thing that they've got. And even with that, and of course, Rosenstein was honest enough to say that no American did anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But do they ever out, let's say, George Stephanopoulos, tied very closely to the Clinton campaign? But no, he is a journalist now. Let's not remember when George Stephanopoulos was there with the Clintons. Let's not remember that we had Donna Brazile at CNN shuffling questions to Hillary Clinton about CNN town halls. This revolving door that we've got between the Democrats and the DNC. When they had Obamacare that they wanted to pass, what did ABC do? Same people that had George Stephanopoulos, the same people that were haranguing John Bolton about freedom of the press. What did ABC do? They camped out for an entire week in the Obama White House, doing one puff piece after the other about how necessary it was to have Obamacare, calling it affordable health care. It isn't affordable. It's not constitutional. They funded the subsidies by stealing from investors in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And they thumbed their nose at the Constitution and at Congress because Congress didn't fund it. Congress even sued them in court and won in court. Saying you can't take this money because you did not get the authorization from Congress. All the funding has to start in Congress, according to the Constitution. But ABC News held, stayed in the White House for a full week, and the GOP said, we need to get equal access, equal time to the press. They said, we're not giving it to you. They said, all right, we'll buy it. They said, we're not going to sell it to you. That's ABC. That's George Stephanopoulos. So you want to talk about collusion with a presidential campaign? You want to talk about collusion with the president? Oh, no, they don't want to talk about the collusion between CNN, between ABC and others with this. As President Trump is headed to Helsinki, he tweeted this out, heading to Helsinki, Finland, looking forward to meeting with President Putin tomorrow. Unfortunately, no matter how well I do at the summit, if I was given the great city of Moscow as retribution for all the sins and evils committed by Russia over the years, I would return to criticism that it wasn't good enough, that I should have gotten St. Petersburg in addition. Much of our news media is indeed the enemy of the people, and all the Dems know how to do is resist and obstruct. This is why there's such hatred and dissension in our country. But at some point, it will heal. Folks, it will heal when you recognize that the Brian Stelters and the Andrea Mitchells and the Jonathan Carls are nothing but Pravda-like propagandists. Yeah, you want to talk about how much it's like Russia? Okay, the news media is like Stalin's news media. State-owned propaganda. There is no truth. There is no news there. It is nothing but propaganda. That's what CNN has become. So when you look at this, what's going to happen? Well, of course, they're going to push the election interference. That's what they tried to do. They're going to say it's going to be a failure unless we extradite these people that have been named by Rod Rosenstein. As Rand Paul said, that ain't going to happen. Syria. Will they have a step down in Syria? This is what really concerns the deep state. You have John McCain, Lindsey Graham, the military-industrial complex do not want to see their plans in Syria go by the wayside. They have pulled every string. They have had three false flags gas attacks in Syria that have been exposed. They had another false flag gas attack that happened in the UK that has been exposed. They want that to continue on. The other thing is Crimea, nuclear weapons. Will any of this, will we have an easing of tensions in any of these areas? Not if the media can help it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about free speech finally in Britain. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and it had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, the British seem to have lost touch with their tradition of free speech, with their tradition of juries, and I'm going to tell you why in this segment. We had as Sadiq Khan and the police that report to him crack down on the conservative rally to support President Trump while saying, oh, we want to have the protests of Trump. We're all for free speech, as long as it's not your speech. See, they hate conservatives. And so they hate anything that conservatives say. That means that all conservative speech is hate speech. All they have to do is say, it's racist. And we're going to censor that because it's hate speech. Hate speech in their eyes. Because, again, they hate everything that conservatives have to say. Police in Sadiq Khan's London, reports Breitbart, on Saturday used the Public Order Act to try to prevent a rally in support of President Trump outside the American embassy, despite permitting a large anti-Trump rally on Friday. So this was a rally that was going to be called Welcome Trump. They planned to gather outside the embassy, march from there to Whitehall, where they would have joined in with a separate Free Tommy Robinson event in support of Tommy Robinson, the activist and the independent journalist recently imprisoned for free speech, for reporting outside of a courtroom. But the Metropolitan Police Force, which answers to a large extent to the mayor of London, Mayor Khan, used the Public Order Act to impose a raft of restrictions on both groups of protesters, which made it impossible. But despite allowing the far larger anti-Trump protest, at which at least six people were arrested, to go ahead on Saturday, demonstrators carrying signs emblazoned with harsh profanities and messages such as "Die, Trump, die." One of the individuals who wanted to support Trump said, "I was planning on going to the American embassy to meet with a group of people." I said, "But as I came out of the police station, I was handed this piece of paper by a couple of friendly police officers." Yeah, nobody is friendlier than the police officers in the UK, even as they're sticking a knife in your back, so to speak. They can be so incredibly polite that you don't really realize the boot is stomping in your face. And that's really what happened here. So, but they've imposed Section 12 Public Order Act conditions on the assembly outside the American embassy, which means that people are not allowed to proceed or have a march of any kind of demonstration. And the good news is that you still have people in Britain who don't really care when the government says you can't exercise your free speech. So they had thousands turn out for a pro-Trump and free Tommy Robinson rally in spite of the fact that Sadiq Khan tried to shut it down. And part of this was that also came out over the weekend was the fact that we've heard that the U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, former Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, reportedly complained to the British ambassador in Washington, D.C. this past week about the treatment of Tommy Robinson in prison. So the Trump administration has not been silent about that, and that's good news. And, of course, there were clashes with people who were carrying signs saying Britain supports Trump. They were attacked by the Antifa people, probably, you know, the typical violence that you see from the left, even though they allowed them to march. They did not allow the conservatives, and they attacked the conservatives. Now, Sadiq Khan still attacking President Trump. He says, you amplify messages of hate. He said that about President Trump. He said, when you use the language that President Trump does, you can understand why people draw the conclusion that he's racist. Again, Khan hates what conservatives have to say, so he characterizes it as hate speech. And this is why, folks, hate crimes should not be crimes. You know, we look at the situation, let's say, for example, in Charlottesville. You had people that were run over with a car. That should be a crime. That is objectively determined. Who was driving the car? I mean, we can get into the motivations of the person in terms of, was this something that was done on the spur of the moment? You know, we make a distinction with that. That's something that has always been a part of the law, going back to the Mosaic Code. You know, did somebody kill somebody deliberately, or did they do it with an accident? Did they plan this out maliciously? And you can determine those things objectively, pretty objectively. But to say that they did it because this is hatred against a group, that becomes very subjective. And that's the kind of thing that we've seen just recently in terms of the court standards that were applied until we got all the way up to the Supreme Court. That's where it finally stopped. But through the lower federal courts, they were saying that Trump's acts to protect the border, to vet people who were coming in, again, from countries that Barack Obama had gone to war against without declaration from the Congress. Nevertheless, he went to war with them. The judges didn't have a problem with that. The judges didn't have a problem with the fact that Obama went to war with these countries or continued the wars without a declaration. And you might think that those five Muslim countries are part of the seven countries. Again, two of them were not Muslim. Five of them were. There's 50 Muslim nations. So that means that only 10% of the Muslim nations, the 10% that we're currently at war with openly, that only those were going to have increased vetting. And yet you had the federal judiciary and the Washington establishment and the establishment press all saying that this was hatred, racism. This was a Muslim ban. And if you look at the law objectively and the Constitution, as finally the Supreme Court did, they said the president has the authority to protect the borders, and this law says nothing about singling out people because they're Muslim. But still, you have Sadiq Khan doing that and saying that he was going to give the green light to the protesters. He was going to give the green light to the Trump baby balloon because he cannot curb free speech. Except when it comes to the conservatives and the people who want a free Tommy. And then he can do that. Well, they're fighting back in other ways too. They've got a campaign to fly a Sadiq Khan baby blimp in London, and they have already raised £50,000, in an online fundraiser just last week. He said, unlike the baby Trump team who plan to take their inflatable on tour, in other words, they're going to use the money they said that they raised to have a few holidays. They're going to fund some luxury hotels. And they'll probably fly first class. We're going to put all of the money that we can see as an artist rendering of what that might look like. And of course, the diaper does not belong on his bottom, but on his head. Anyway, they're going to put all the money into hosting a demo in Whitehall. We'll call it Make London Safe Again. How about that? Get rid of that guy. Due to be held in August, where BabyCon will be flown into the London sky. There will be many BabyCon balloons for supporters on the day. Not from Moonpig. They said, I don't know what Moonpig is. And we're even working on a plane with an 80-foot banner to take to the skies in our protest. And remember, the previous mayor of London was Boris Johnson. And it was kind of interesting because I pointed out last week, you know, when Barack Obama came to London to interfere with Brexit and to tell everybody they were going to be at the back of the queue if they voted to leave the EU, said, we're going to do a deal with the EU, not with you. And if you don't want to be punished, you better not vote to leave the EU. That was Obama's interference. But then when President Trump said, hey, the people had an election and Theresa May is trying to subvert this election, then they accused him of unprecedented interference. And at the same time, when Obama was there, you had Boris Johnson, very critical of Obama, just as you've had, and he was the mayor of London, just as you've had Sadiq Khan, critical of President Trump, but not to the extent that he was shutting down people's free speech. Now, I think the most interesting thing that came out of this was the back and forth that happened with Steve Bannon on LBC. And this is a press organization. He had Nigel Farage, who was moderating, and there was a political editor, a guy named Theo Usherwood, and he came after Steve Bannon. He said that Tommy Robinson deserved to be jailed because he broke the law. Bannon attempted to interject, but Usherwood continued, and he told Bannon, he said, I'm calling you out on something, so shut up. You don't get your free speech here. Now, Nigel Farage didn't want to have this blow up, so he said, well, as it's reported by RT, he wanted to move the conversation on. He said, I take that view as well, but Tommy did break the law. Okay, fine, he broke the law. We have a thing called jury nullification. They've forgotten in England what free speech is about. They don't value freedom of the press. And if you have a law that overrules freedom of the press, if you have a law that allows a judge to send somebody to prison without a jury, that allows the judge to tell the press not to report on it for days, I've got a problem with that. And the juries should have a problem with it. We're going to talk about the tradition of trial by jury and how it and the tradition of free speech have been lost in Britain. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a quick look at the lost tradition of free speech and fully informed juries. Trial by jury. Those are truly the backbone of our freedom, both in this country and in the UK. In the UK, they've lost it completely. I got some good news on that front, however, in the US. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales and specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a new product. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is a gel that allows you to use the silver topically. And, of course, silver is a great way to fight bacteria as well as viral infections. It's a great way to protect yourself when you get a minor cut or burn or scrapes, other things like that. It's not going to roll off like you would with a liquid application of nano silver. That new product is 25% off. That's Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. And we still have many of our most popular products like Brain Force, DNA Force, Real Red Pill, 50% off. That is a big savings, folks, on DNA Force. That's a very expensive product to produce, and it is very effective at protecting your mitochondrial health. Take a look at the information about how that works. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. As we're going to break, I was talking about the TV program where you had Nigel Farage moderating between a political editor from LBC in the UK and Steve Bannon. And this political editor, his name is Theo Usherwood, called out on the program, called out Bannon, and said something about Tommy Robinson, and Bannon tried to interject something and said, "Shut up, I'm calling you out." And then Farage, and he said, "Tommy Robinson broke the law." And then Farage moved the discussion on and says, "I hold that view as well, that Tommy broke the law." And then on other things, let's move on to something else. But after the program is when the fireworks started. Theo Usherwood tweeted out, he said, "Bannon said to me off air, 'F you. Don't you effing say you're calling me out, you effing liberal elite.'" But here's the key thing here. He's pretty angry, obviously, right? And the guy is a liberal elite. He said, "Tommy Robinson is the backbone of this country." He is. And so are the people who stood up to the Metropolitan Police acting on the orders of Sadiq Khan to show up and to protest for Tommy Robinson, to say that they support President Trump. See, only the people who didn't support President Trump are going to be authorized by the Metropolitan Police and Sadiq Khan to protest. And we have somebody that is locked up and rushed off to jail in just a couple of hours without a jury trial, as they did Tommy Robinson, as they put a gag order on the media, as they did for days until they realized that that was working against them. Everybody could realize what they were trying to do, and they didn't have anyone to carry their water for them. So they removed the gag order so you could have outlets like the BBC and The Guardian tell everybody how justified it was. And then evidently people like Theo Usherwood. You know, it used to be that it was considered trial by jury, which he didn't have, was considered such a cornerstone of British law and society. You even had Gilbert and Sullivan do a comic opera about it, you know, trial by jury. Now trial by jury has become a farce in most of the jurisdictions here in this country, because you have the judges and the prosecutors withholding evidence, as we saw in the case of the Bundys, of the Hammonds, of Ross Ulbricht. You go down the list. Go down the list. Any of these people, they withhold evidence. And then when you have something like marijuana laws, we got another example here reported by the Free Thought Project. In Georgia, we just had another case similar to the New Jersey weed man. The guy got off using jury nullification. Giovanni McCoy, a medical marijuana patient in Georgia, instead of attempting to fight the case on the grounds that the evidence against him was wrong, McCoy instead argued that the laws were wrong. He was honest about his experience, why he needed medical marijuana. He was honest about his use of it as medicine. And the jury acquitted his case despite the evidence against him. His lawyer, Catherine Bernard, said that he's not the kind of person that belongs behind bars. She said the jury appreciated his honesty throughout the case, including testimony at trial and statements to police, and they recognized that a good, hardworking man living a quiet life, not bothering anyone, didn't deserve a felony conviction for his actions. As a matter of fact, we've had to have the situation, even though it is in the Constitution, that's what New Jersey weed man argued when he was successfully acquitted with jury nullification. He argued, he said, look, it's in the New Jersey Constitution that you have as a jury not only the right but the duty to judge how the law is being applied, whether or not you agree with that law. And yet the judges will lie to the jury and tell them otherwise. They'll say, you are not here to judge this law, whether you agree with it or not. You're here only to judge the facts. And that is a lie. And his attorney, Catherine Bernard, said that on Facebook, suggested that the judge attempted to block her from discussing jury nullification in court. She said, today I quoted Article 1, Section 1, Paragraph 11 of the Georgia Constitution to the jury. Again, it's in the Constitution. Why is it in the Constitution? We learned our lesson centuries ago. But now the judges and the prosecutors are covering that up, just like they cover up evidence that could acquit the people that they're accusing. They call that Brady violations. I call it a crime. It's just flat out crime. And those people are to be the ones who are going to jail. She said, she went on to say, the judge interrupted me and told them that it was not a correct statement of the law. The judge took an oath to uphold the Constitution. What is going on here? Said the lawyer. Well, I'll tell you what's going on. Judges have never liked this kind of stuff. The trial that established the principle of jury nullification and also established habeas corpus. I've talked about this before. That was the trial of William Penn back in 1670. William Penn and William Meade both broke the law. It was clear. They were not allowed to hold a church meeting. They said, you can't meet in this building. They showed up anyway. So the next Sunday, they padlocked the doors. So they showed up on the steps and they held their meeting outside of the church building. So they arrested them, and it was a clear violation, saying that only the official church is going to be allowed to have meetings. Now, when they went to trial, you had the foreman of the jury and another individual. The foreman was Edward Bushnell. It's a great book, The Ordeal of Edward Bushnell, that you should read. They refused to turn a guilty verdict, even though he had broken the law, and it should be a crime, supposedly. Okay, and they said, no, we don't agree with that. So the judge let William Penn go, who later on came to America and helped to establish Pennsylvania. Let him go, but locked up the jury guys who let him off, the foreman and the number two guy. They went to jail. They spent quite a bit of time. They finally got some lawyers, and they appealed, and they said, show us the law that they broke by quitting this man. And they said, well, we don't have one. That established the principle of habeas corpus. Show me the body of law that he broke. But it also established, very importantly, jury nullification. And it established freedom of religion. Very important trial. Very important trial. But there's others that I haven't talked about before. We're talking about a witch hunt going on with Mueller. You know, the Salem witch hunt was shut down by jury nullification. It went on for a year. Not quite as long as this witch hunt. Finally, in 1693, juries decided that the court had gone too far, and they nullified the charges, so nobody was executed for being witches. And they moved on. We've seen it again. We saw it in one of the key trials that established freedom of the press here in this country. Again, it was jury nullification at the heart of this trial. John Peter Zinger's newspaper. And you go to the National Press Club, they got a room named after him. 1734, this one in America, but still under the British. The royal governor of New York made it a law that you couldn't criticize the government in colonial America. Sounds kind of like Britain today, doesn't it? The British charged him with seditious libel because he criticized the government. He was defended by Andrew Hamilton, not Alexander. He admitted that he broke the law, but he asked the jury to acquit because he said the law is wrong. And what Zinger said was true, even though it was critical of the British government. And the judge came back with this famous quote, "The truth is no defense." And the Constitution is no defense. And the state constitution is no defense. That's what these judges will tell you today. That's why they don't want you to know about jury nullification. They don't want the jury to be fully informed about what their true purpose is. Hamilton went on to say, you have to make use of your own consciousness and your understanding and judging the lives and the liberties and the estates of your fellow subjects. You have the right beyond all dispute to determine both the law and the fact. And he said, if jurors can't nullify bad laws, then juries are useless. No, worse, he said. They make people slaves. And so the jury acquitted Zinger, and that established freedom of the press. He printed true statements that were not complimentary of the government. We have seen this throughout history. That is why we have in our Constitution the right to due process. And that was understood and explicitly stated in many state constitutions, that juries are to determine whether or not they agree with the law. So we go back to England, where we started. Did Tommy Robinson break the law? Yes, he did. And good for him. Just like Penn, he broke the law, and the jury, if he would have had one, would have acquitted him, I hope.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. And one of the issues that's going to be coming out of Britain pretty soon, probably, is going to be Julian Assange. Another case of press freedom. We were just talking about the case of Zinger, jury nullification that helped to establish a principle of free speech and a free press here in America before we had the revolution. We also had jury nullification establish religious liberty and habeas corpus. It has been the core of so many cases. And it was established by and enshrined in law by our founders. But now it is being covered up by judges left and right, just as they cover up evidence that could set people free. They say you're not allowed to consider the law and how it's being applied. You can only look at the evidence, and then they don't show you the evidence. That's the corruption that we now have in our courts. And as we look at the situation of Julian Assange, again, this is an individual who is acting as a journalist. They've never lied to us, unlike the Washington Post and the New York Times that we celebrate. And the Pentagon Papers, you know, the recent movie, The Post. Great, I'm glad that they published that information. They didn't obtain it illegally. It was given to them by a whistleblower who was on the hook. And technicality got Daniel Ellsberg off on the Pentagon Papers. Nevertheless, that information was given to the papers. They established that principle. We celebrate the fact that they published that information that the American people needed to know about the way the Vietnam War was being waged. And yet we're not allowed to know about the crimes of Hillary Clinton. We're not allowed to know about how she rigged the Democrat primary. And we're not allowed to have the truth told to us by WikiLeaks. That's really what's behind the imprisonment of Julian Assange for a number of years. How many years has he been in? It is something like 6 or 7 years. And now it looks like they're going to let him out, but they're going to turn him over to America. And I hope when they turn him over to America, if they put him on trial, I hope there is a jury trial on that. And we are going to scream loud and hard because this may be another Peter Zinger case. This is something that needs to be established right now. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedoms and reestablish them again. And it's going to be the people who are going to do it. It's not going to be the judges. The judges will lie to you about your freedom. They will lie to you about the Constitution. The politicians and the Supreme Court are not going to give you your freedom. You're going to take it because you understand what it is and because you're not going to be gaslighted and lied to by these people. Julian Assange may soon be evicted from the London embassy that has sheltered him. Yeah, last 6 years. Ecuador has had a change of presidents. They've now got a guy named Lenin Moreno. And he has called Julian Assange a hacker, an inherited problem, and a stone in the shoe. Yeah, so much for the idea of free press. Certainly isn't supported by this guy who is trying to curry favor with both the British and the American governments. And you've got a lot of people in America who want to put Julian Assange on trial for his life. He is not the hacker. He simply put the information out there. It's going to be kind of interesting as they've pushed so long for this idea that the Russians stole the information and so forth, even though we know it was handed over by Seth Rich or somebody like him in the Democrat Party. All indications seem to be that it was him. Even though the deep state and the establishment has said it was the Russians who got the information, it was the Russians who did all this stuff and turned it over to Julian Assange. Are they then going to come after Julian Assange as if he was the hacker? Because that's the narrative that you're seeing from the Ecuadorian president. They said ministers and senior foreign office officials are locked in discussions over the fate of Julian Assange, reports the Times of the UK. They said that Sir Alan Duncan, the foreign office minister, is understood to be involved in the diplomatic effort, which comes weeks before a visit to the UK by the new Ecuadorian president, who wants to get rid of Julian Assange. They have cut him off. They've cut off his communication. And perhaps they're working on something to extradite him to America. Bring it on. If you're not going to let him go, and you should, bring him here, and we'll have a jury trial. We're going to demand a jury trial for Julian Assange. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just talking in the last hour about jury nullification, again, in a case that had to do with medical marijuana, this time in Georgia. It's in the Constitution. The judge tried to shut down the lawyer from talking about it, but they did anyway. Usually you have to represent yourself, because most lawyers won't go against the judge's wishes. They know that the judges don't want the jury to know what their true power is. But there's a lot of ways that marijuana, particularly marijuana prohibition, is being nullified, not just by juries, but also by legislatures, also by the people in elections. And now we have in New York, it looks like the Democrats are trying to get out in front of this. As I reported last week, Democrats at the national level have been hardcore prohibitionists when it comes to marijuana. People like Dianne Feinstein. Again, she was not endorsed by the Democrats in California. People like Dianne Feinstein, people like Chuck Schumer have been firmly opposed to even legalizing marijuana. Things have changed a little bit, however, in New York State. We have Health Department in New York has said that they recommend New York State expunge the criminal records of individuals with marijuana-related offenses. This is a report which is ordered by Governor Cuomo earlier this year. So they're trying to get in front of this. And quite frankly, it's the right thing to do. And President Trump ought to be leading this. He has said that he agrees with the idea that the states should have a say-so over this. He disagrees with Jeff Sessions, which is good, because Jeff Sessions disagrees with the Constitution and the 10th Amendment. President Trump is simply restating the 10th Amendment, saying the states ought to be able to decide this issue. That's not what Jeff Sessions wants, even though Jeff Sessions took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Jeff Sessions has bigger problems that he needs to pay attention to, problems like Rod Rosenstein. But instead, he wants to kick the weed out of people's hands all over this country. That's not the case, however, in Canada. They legalize it. Israel is going to decriminalize cannabis use this week. People realize all across the world that this UN agenda, this is where this is coming from, folks. This isn't something that sprung out of the mind of Richard Nixon or his administration. He plagiarized it from the UN. It was their agenda, just as they have a UN Agenda 21, to get us off of the land outside of the cities, to pack us into the cities and high-density population areas so they can control us better, to take away most of our ability to have private ownership of homes, of cars, pack us into little micro apartments, take away our private ownership of cars, put us in electric vehicles that don't have much of a range so they can tax every movement that we make, track every movement that we make, keep us confined to those little apartments in the cities. That's the agenda that they're working on right now. They hope to have that in place by 2030. They're looking for a massive revolution to be finished by 2030. That's why they're very specific about that and many other things. I mean, the Paris Climate Accord, that was to be done by 2030. As I've said before, the demographers who studied history and patterns of history, Strauss and Howe, they wrote The Fourth Turning. One of them has passed away. The other one who is still surviving says, yeah, I think we've already begun the process. I think it'll be finished by about 2029 or so. It keeps coming to 2030. Nevertheless, this agenda of drug prohibition, I just mentioned all of that UN Agenda 2030 just to show how this works out of the UN. They've got a gun control agenda. They've got a population control agenda. And they had the drug control agenda, which we all want to make sure that people don't use drugs that are going to harm them. The government, obviously, is not a very effective tool at doing that. For the last 47 years, since 1971, they have not done a good job of that. They've actually made things much worse, as well as destroying many of our hard-fought liberties, as well as the ability to own property, our due process. Many other things have been destroyed as we have made more intense forms of the drugs that we prohibit, just as we did with alcohol. And just as we will with gun prohibition, if they're successful with that, we'll have far more dangerous guns that will be available. And so we have in New York, they're saying that last year, 48% of those nabbed for pot possession in the state were black, 38% were Hispanic, only 9% were white. They said this will cause lasting social justice implications because of the disproportionate criminalization of certain racial and ethnic groups, of course. But we all want to see this end. And It's a good thing to see this turning around, to see this being shut down. I've just been notified that Trump and Putin are now holding their press conference live. They've finished talking. They're now talking to the press. We're going to go join that live. Here is President Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin in their press conference.
Stage. And yet those impediments, the current tension, the tense atmosphere, essentially have no solid reason behind it. The Cold War is a thing of past. The era of acute ideological confrontation of the two countries is a thing of a remote past, is a vestige of the past. The situation in the world changed dramatically. Today, both Russia and the United States face a whole new set of challenges. Those include a dangerous maladjustment of mechanisms for maintaining international security and stability, regional crises, the creeping threats of terrorism and transnational crime. It's the snowballing problems in the economy, environmental risks, and other sets of challenges. We can only cope with these challenges if we join the ranks and work together. Hopefully, we will reach this understanding with our American partners. Today's negotiations reflected our joint wish with President Trump to redress this negative situation in the bilateral relationship. Outline the first steps for improving this relationship to restore the acceptable level of trust and going back to the previous level of interaction on all mutual interests issues. As major nuclear powers, we bear special responsibility for maintaining international security. I deem it vital, and we mentioned this during the negotiations, it's crucial that we fine-tune the dialogue on strategic stability and global security and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We submitted our American colleagues a note with a number of specific suggestions. We believe it necessary to work together further on to interact on the disarmament agenda, military and technical cooperation. This includes the extension of the strategic offensive arms limitation treaty. It's the dangerous situation with the global American anti-missile defense system. It's the implementation issues with the INF treaty. And of course, the agenda of non-placement of weapons in space. We favor the continued cooperation in counterterrorism and maintaining cybersecurity. And I'd like to point out specifically that our special services are cooperating quite successfully together. The most recent example is their operational cooperation within the recently concluded World Football Cup. In general, the contacts among the special services should be put to a system-wide basis, should be brought to a systemic framework. I reminded President Trump about the suggestion to re-establish the working group on anti-terrorism. We also mentioned a plethora of regional crises, not always that our postures dovetail exactly, and yet the overlapping and mutual interests abound. We have to look for points of contact and interact closer in a variety of international fora. Clearly, we mentioned the regional crisis, for instance, Syria. As far as Syria is concerned, the task of establishing peace and reconciliation in this country could be the first showcase example of the successful joint work. Russia and the United States apparently can act proactively and assume the leadership in this issue and organize the interaction to overcome humanitarian crisis and help Syrian refugees to go back to their homes. In order to accomplish this level of successful cooperation in Syria, we have all the required components. Let me remind you that both Russian and American military acquired is.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, Just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to the Putin and Trump conference once President Trump starts to speak. Right now, they're just talking about what they would, you had a speech being given by, via translator, by Vladimir Putin talking about what they would like to accomplish, what may be accomplished, and so forth. We're going to hear from President Trump when he goes live. We're going to take your calls as well. I'd like to find out what you think about the indictment of the summit that was done by Rod Rosenstein. I've told you what I think. I've told you that I think that it is an attempt to cover up the Obama administration's crimes, as so much of this stuff is. They would like to cover up what Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller and these other people who are in high positions within the FBI have done over the years with Hillary Clinton. I think they would like to cover up their interference, their attempted interference in the election, trying to hack into these state boards of election. Again, it's the Russians. We got to pay attention to the Russians. So if you want to call in and give your opinion on this or anything else, that number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Here in Texas, this local number is 512-646-4426. 512-646-4426 here in Austin. I was just talking about the collapse of the war on drugs, especially when it comes to marijuana. And the Democrats are trying to get out ahead of this. President Trump should not let them. President Trump should take the lead in this. He should get rid of Jeff Sessions and get somebody in there who respects the Constitution, who isn't going to be held captive by people like Rod Rosenstein on other issues as well. But let me just give you one more example, because one of the things that they were talking about in New York State, and again, this is an effort by Cuomo to get out in front of this. He understands that we've turned on this public understanding. You've got Canada, Israel, and others going into full legalization and commercialization of recreational marijuana. But most people understand that you don't want to take it from people who are using it for medical purposes. And you don't want to lock up vast numbers of people with mandatory minimums. So in Biscayne Park, here's one more example. You got two officers charged with falsely pinning four burglaries on a teenager just to impress the people in their small police department, the leaders there, with a perfect crime-solving record. And they were targeting black people. So they get a couple of teenagers and say, you know, hey, we got some unsolved crimes. Just go grab a teenager and we'll pin it on them. So if we have burglaries, they got this caught in a tape. If we have burglaries that are open cases, they're not solved yet. If you see anybody black walking through our streets, if they have somewhat of a record, arrest them. So we can pin them for all the burglaries. That way they got 100% solved. Problem solved. We've seen the same type of thing in New York City with Adrian Schoolcraft. He recorded for years the police department telling him, and telling other police officers, just go out and pick people up for petty violations. We'll figure out what crimes are going to assign to them later on. Now, they weren't doing it on the basis of color. Does it make it any worse that they're doing it on the basis of color? I don't think so. I think that we have to stop this because they do it to everybody eventually. It's just wrong. And Adrian Schoolcraft was a whistleblower when he blew the whistle on them. The police, the number two guy in the Newark City Police Department, went to his apartment, confronted him. They took him to a mental institution and committed him. That's the way they handled it in that corrupt place. And the only reason they found out about it was because his father, who was a police officer, found the additional recording device that he had in his apartment and knew that they'd taken him. He didn't know where they had taken him to put him into an insane asylum, but he was able to track that down and get him out. That is the corruption that has been put in by the war on drugs and by these other tactics that have subverted our Constitution and our rule of law. We're going to go back. President Trump is talking right now, and then we'll come back to your phone calls if you want to call in. That is 888-201-2244. Here's President Trump at the Helsinki conference.
Too often in both recent past and long ago, we have seen the consequences when diplomacy is left on the table. We have also seen the benefits of cooperation. In the last century, our nations fought alongside one another in the Second World War. Even during the tensions of the Cold War, when the world looked much different than it does today, the United States and Russia were able to maintain a strong dialogue. But our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. I really believe that. Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything. As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct. Constructive dialogue between the United States and Russia afford the opportunity to open new pathways toward peace and stability in our world. I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics. As president, I will always put what is best for America and what is best for the American people. During today's meeting, I addressed directly with President Putin the issue of Russian interference in our elections. I felt this was a message best delivered in person. Spent a great deal of time talking about it. And President Putin may very well want to address it. And very strongly, because he feels very strongly about it, and he has an interesting idea. We also discussed one of the most critical challenges facing humanity, nuclear proliferation. I provided an update on my meeting last month with Chairman Kim on the denuclearization of North Korea. And after today, I am very sure that President Putin and Russia want very much to end that problem, going to work with us, and I appreciate that commitment. The President and I also discussed the scourge of radical Islamic terrorism. Both Russia and the United States have suffered horrific terrorist attacks, and we have agreed to maintain open communication between our security agencies to protect our citizens from this global menace. Last year, we told Russia about a planned attack in St. Petersburg, and they were able to stop it cold. They found them. They stopped them. There was no doubt about it. I appreciated President Putin's phone call afterwards to thank me. I also emphasized the importance of placing pressure on Iran to halt its nuclear ambitions and to stop its campaign of violence throughout the area and throughout the Middle East. As we discussed at length, the crisis in Syria is a complex one. Cooperation between our two countries has the potential to save hundreds of thousands of lives. I also made clear that the United States will not allow Iran to benefit from our successful campaign against ISIS. We have just about eradicated ISIS. in the area. We also agreed that representatives from our national security councils will meet to follow up on all of the issues we addressed today and to continue the progress we have started right here in Helsinki. Today's meeting is only the beginning of a longer process, but we have taken the first steps toward a brighter future and one with a strong dialogue and a lot of thought.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You just heard President Trump speaking at the summit between Trump and Putin. One of the things that he said, I think, is going to be headline news. He said he would rather risk politics in pursuit of peace instead of risking peace in pursuit of politics. That is going to be something that is going to be the centerpiece of all of this. Because you understand that the Russian people know what war is like, unlike the American people. Yes, we've lost a lot of people in wars. We've lost a lot of soldiers, but we've not had a war fought on our own soil with tens of millions of people killed, cities devastated like the Russians have in living memory. That's one of the reasons why, as President Trump had said as a candidate, that he would try to ease relationships between the U.S. and Russia, as Hillary Clinton and Obama had restarted the Cold War for the military-industrial complex. He said, we're going to ease that. In anticipation of that, the Russian people in some of the cities were naming streets and other things after President Trump. One of the cities, I remember, they named a street that was called Godless, because that's what the communists wanted to honor. They had a Godless street. That was the name of the street. They renamed it Trump Street. But then the Democrats came in. The Democrats are not interested in peace. They're interested in politics and how they can get a political advantage out of it, regardless of how many people die. Because, you know, as Madeleine Albright said, killing 500,000 kids, worth it. Totally worth it, according to her. I want to take your phone calls right now. I asked people if they wanted to weigh in on the Rosenstein phony indictment that was an obvious, could not have been a more obvious effort, in my opinion, to try to subvert this summit than what Rod Rosenstein did on Friday. Had absolutely nothing new, had no evidence of any real crime, nothing that pointed to any Americans, nothing that changed anything in the election, but nevertheless, he had his press conference there just before the summit. So let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Charles in California. Thank you for joining us, Charles. Hello, Charles. You guys got him? Do we have a problem with the phone lines?
Rosenstein, Mueller, they all put this frame up to go after Trump, and now they're trying to cover with these phony indictments of people that they'll never bring to court.
Yeah.
And that I hope that the Congress goes after Rosenstein and impeaches him and gets him removed, that we get rid of Sessions as well, and that we get, God, it'd be great to have Trey Gowdy in as AG. But we need.
Well, what do you think about, you mentioned Trey Gowdy as AG. What do you think about Trey Gowdy saying this is not a witch hunt, saying he would not support the impeachment of Rosenstein? I mean, do you really, I really don't have any confidence that Trey Gowdy is one of us after what he did not do with Benghazi and what he's been doing lately in terms of supporting Rosenstein and others and supporting this witch hunt, saying it's not a witch hunt. Do you still have confidence in Trey Gowdy?
Well, you know, it was kind of confusing because it seemed like he was all in about following this up and making sure that that these things are taken care of. But then after they went and had that meeting at the FBI and looked at the records, he came back, and I was rather shocked that he basically jumped sides. So, yeah, have some issues about Trey Gowdy, but who would you put in place for AG if that was the case?
Oh, I don't know. I think we ought to have somebody, though, who is going to go on the offense. I don't necessarily like Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani, but I mean, these are guys who have been firebrands like Trey Gowdy. Maybe, you know, they've had a history. Certainly Rudy Giuliani did as a prosecutor, although he's really shot his mouth off in some really non-productive ways recently. I don't know. I mean, he needs to have somebody who is going to be hardcore and who's going to have to go after these guys. It doesn't have to necessarily be somebody who is high profile. But I'm concerned about Trey Gowdy being controlled opposition. Ever since he announced his retirement, he has come out sounding like Paul Ryan or like Chuck Schumer in terms of what he's been saying. And certainly for him to say that he would not support the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein. I mean, what does Rosenstein have to do? I keep calling him Steen. It's Stein. What does he have to do? Does he have to, when he stonewalls Congress, when he won't release information, when he holds this dog and pony show right before the summit? I mean, that was a clear political move. This is a political prosecution. This thing should have been shut down a long time ago. Trey Gowdy did call him out on that. But at the same time, he comes back and makes excuses for him.
And Mueller and Rosenstein, they all have something to lose because they have a lot of skeletons in their closet. And we need somebody like an Elliot Ness that will go in there that's an untouchable and will go in and really prosecute these crimes and do something about it.
That's right. Yeah. We got basically the same people that were in charge during the Obama administration who have deep ties to the Clintons who are running this whole thing. And one of the things that comes out of all this when they start talking about phone calls and trying to hack the state boards of election, when they talk about that type of thing, I remember when they traced it back to Obama's Homeland Department saying, why are they trying to break into the state boards of elections? And that they did that in multiple places. So again, this looks like another effort to cover up crimes for which they ought to go to jail, that they got caught red-handed, and they're going to blame it on the Russians, who we know are not going to be extradited. Thank you so much, Charles. I got several people on the line calling. I want to get their take on this as well. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Mr. Jefferson, go ahead.
Morning, David. Thanks for letting me on. I think
thanks for calling.
Rosenstein's actions are just another ongoing investigation canard. It's just another way of saying you can't expect us to be responsive to your questions because there's an investigation going on, and it gives them impunity to do things they shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah. And I think a deliberate attempt to undermine this summit, too, don't you?
Well, yes. It's partisan politics as well, and we're going to get away with it unless we do something about it. For AG, we should have Larry Klayman should be nominated. That's the guy that should be the attorney general.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to see that happen. there's a lot of people that have the guts to stand up. You're going to have to get somebody from outside of Washington, outside of the establishment, that's for sure. And so it's not going to necessarily be a well-known name, although Larry Klayman is pretty well-known. What did you make of what President Trump had to say? I mean, we haven't had any pronouncements yet, but I thought what he had to say in terms of we want to try to ease things. Is it a bad thing for us to have some detente with the Russians? I mean, can't we push that reset button again? Instead of having a Cold War, go back to making things a little bit easier, as they used to say, détente?
Well, certainly the New World Order globalist bankers don't want us to have a détente with Russia. They're not part of the system, so they don't want us cozying up to them.
I guess one of the questions I have, I just ask you, too. He said one of the things President Trump said, we've just about eradicated ISIS in Syria. And, of course, part of that, I think, was very key. Everything started turning around once President Trump shut down the CIA program to arm ISIS, which John McCain and Lindsey Graham have been pushing in the military-industrial complex. Once President Trump stopped arming these guys, they started losing big time. That was the only thing keeping them going. And so do you think that he is hinting that we're going to have some kind of an agreement there where we can start to let Syria go back to normal, that we can stop this outflow of refugees to the Western European countries and to America?
It sounds like a hint or a trial balloon, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I think the deep state and the neocons are deathly afraid of. They're afraid they're going to lose their war in Syria that they started. I mean, we've seen every trick in the book pulled to try to keep that going. But we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. All right, we've got just a little bit over a minute. If we don't have time to get all the way through, we'll hold you over through the break. Michelle, let's go to Michelle in, in Indiana. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi. I think it's a good thing that he's talking to Putin. And I think that really it would have been funny. They should have had a big stack of papers there that looked like emails, you know, just to really make the Democrats nervous. And why don't they snatch up the little rats that we know are rats at this point and put the pressure on for them to spill the beans on all the big rats? That's what
right.
they do to everybody else.
That's right. I love your suggestion of a big stack of emails. Or maybe they could have had a server, and Putin could have been polishing it, you know, wiping it clean. That would have been one way to troll Hillary Clinton. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We've
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, 1776, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. President Trump, after NATO, was asked if he thought he could pull out of the alliance, and could he do so without consulting Congress first. And he said on that question, he said, well, I think I can. Politico reported that he warned the allies behind closed doors that they would need to radically increase their defense spending or the U.S. will, quote, do our own thing, unquote. At that point, they said that NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg then reportedly shifted the meeting to allies only, which meant that they pushed out the European Commission President Juncker. He had to leave the room. Sorry, Juncker, you're out. After that session, he said that the alliance was very unified, very strong, no problem. However, the French president, Macron, denied Trump's claim that all 29 member states had pledged to increase spending to the 2% goal. So we'll see. If they really don't believe that there is a threat, why are they pushing so hard back against President Trump, as he said, he's going to risk politics in pursuit of peace rather than risking peace in pursuit of politics. But they want the politics. That's why they're pushing back against President Trump. I'm going to go to our caller who's on hold here in just 1 second. Before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. It's a perfect solution to minor cuts, burns, scrapes, and more. It's a gel that has silver in it. And of course, nano silver is very effective at fighting both bacteria and even viruses. And you can now get that at an introductory price of 25% off. And we still have many of our most popular products at 50% off as part of our 4th of July sale that we've carried forward. We have Brain Force Plus. We have DNA Force. And that is 50% off. That is a big dollar savings on DNA Force. Real Red Pill, many other products at 50% off as part of our sale that is continued, and our new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing, 25% off. All right, let's go to Ron in Georgia. Ron has been holding for us. Thanks for holding, Ron. Go ahead.
Good morning, David. Love your show. Love your presentation.
Thank you. Thank you.
I even use some of the products that I've been getting other places from InfoWars now to support
the
program.
You. Really do appreciate that. That really does help. It's necessary for us to keep it going. Thank you so much.
In regards to Sessions, I want to get rid of him just like you do. I agree with you on Trey Gowdy. He's a sellout. I'd love to see Judge Jeanine as my pick.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. You know, Judge Napolitano, I mean, we got a lot of people who are very frank in media. And sometimes we have to, I think, go outside of the Beltline. I mean, these are people who have judicial experience or whatever. What it needs at this point, I think, is we need somebody at the top who is going to engage the bureaucracy there and is going to have that fight, other than somebody who is trying to feather their nest, trying to make sure that they're going to not ruffle any feathers because they want a permanent career in Washington. And I think that's Trey Gowdy's problem. I mean, he ran that Benghazi hearing for a very long time. Nothing ever came of it. That made me suspicious, but once he said he's going to be retiring, that's when he started playing softball and footsie with everybody at that point.
Big smoke, no fire.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Listen,
I
want to disagree with you on something, if I may.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Even though I obviously wasn't there, I do remember the Civil War, and we don't want war on this on our land of any kind.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't want to see war either. I don't want to see war either. And I think that I'm not saying that I want it to happen. I'm saying that's what they're pushing to have.
Well, you're right. That is what you said, and I feel the same way. But, but you know, it would be devastating, just like Russia's gone through more recently than we have. But nobody should be looking for a war.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. No, when we talk about civil war and where that comes up in that context, if we go back and we look at the cycle of history, and I do agree with the analysis that Strauss and Howe did in the Fourth Turning. They went back about 500 years in English history, and then, of course, English history kind of flows into American history. American history then, as things become more global in the 20th century, flows into worldwide history. And we see a cycle of about 80 years, and that's what they call the Fourth Turning. At that 80-year or so cycle of four generations, that's when you have these major turnings, things like the American Revolution, then another 80 years or so. You had the Civil War, another 80 years or so. You had the Great Depression and World War II, and we're overdue for something like that. And I think the global elitists understood that as well. They've been talking for a very long time about the time frame of 2020 to 2030 being a period of time where they were going to reset everything into their utopia. And so, Ron, when I look at it, that's what I'm saying is, like, folks, you better be aware that they've got a lot of things planned right now. We don't want to see it go into war, but you have to understand, as we see things escalating And as we see these UN agendas being put into place, we need to understand what that is about. Now, there's certain ways that we can shut that down. I think it's going to require us to get active at the local level. That means we're going to shut down some of the things that they're doing with fully informed juries, with nullification of things like the war on drugs and so forth. And we need to start at the local level to start to protect our privacy and our private property so they're not enabled to put in this UN 2030 agenda, because that is a key part of this. And if we can delay that, that's going to be very important. We're not going to be able to depend on President Trump being there and shutting everything down, no matter how effective he is. He's got a limited amount of time. We're going to have to do this from a grassroots level, because President Trump, at the very most, has got another 6 years. And, you know, we're going to have to start taking that mantle up at the lowest level. That's what I was talking about, Ron.
I think you're dead on. I agree with you 100%. What the elites are counting on is that we have the memory of a gnat. So education, yeah. Education.
That's right. That's what Bolton was saying. He says, well, in case you got a memory that's longer than a fruit fly, because fruit flies are notorious for having a very short lifespan. Thank you so much, Ron. And I want to go back before we finish the program here to some more of President Trump's remarks at the summit with Vladimir Putin. Here's President Trump again.
But our hopes are grounded in America's desire for friendship, cooperation, and peace. And I think I can speak on behalf of Russia when I say that also. President Putin, I want to thank you again for joining me for these important discussions and for advancing open dialogue between Russia and the United States. Our meeting carries on a long tradition of diplomacy between Russia, the United States, for the greater good of all. And this was a very constructive day. This was a very constructive few hours that we spent together. It's in the interest of both of our countries to continue our conversation, and we have agreed to do so. I'm sure we'll be meeting again in the future, often. And hopefully we will solve every one of the problems that we discussed today. So, again, President Putin, thank you very much.
All right, and that's President Trump at the summit with his concluding remarks. And as he pointed out, we have a long tradition of meeting with Russians, especially during the Cold War. As Bolton had pointed out, we played the clip for you earlier in the program. He was being questioned by an ABC reporter who said, how can you meet with Putin? He's restricted the freedom of the press. He's even reportedly executed some journalists. And Bolton said, well, you know, that Truman met with Stalin, and the liberal press had no problem with that. That was at the height of the Cold War. That was at the height of the purges by Stalin. And of course, many in the Democrat Party, especially the press, were full on apologists for Stalin. So when you look at them wringing their hands and saying we should not be meeting with Vladimir Putin under any circumstances now, understand just how phony that narrative is. Because even during the Cold War, we had that. And of course, Richard Nixon, we had detente. It was viewed as a good thing to try to ease relationships there. But not now, because we have the Democrats who are pursuing politics at the expense of peace. I think that is going to be the takeaway quote from President Trump's speech, as he said, we're not going to risk peace for politics, but there are those in the U.S. who will throw away peace for their pursuit of politics. That is what's been happening. And as I said before, you know, we look at these rigged elections, and we'll talk about this somewhat tomorrow. Ron Paul said, the press is going to be pushing for extradition of Russian hackers. That isn't going to happen. That we wouldn't extradite people to Russia if they accuse some people of that, and that's not going to happen in the other way. But as we look at the hand-wringing over a Russian firm having control, having recently purchased an electronic voting machine company, and saying, well, that affects things in Maryland, do we realize that these electronic voting machines, that Smartmatic, one of the largest companies in electronic voting, was started by some cronies of Hugo Chavez, that they rigged elections in Venezuela, they rigged elections throughout Central and South America, they rigged elections in Brazil and the Philippines, they're now here in America. As we look at the election just last year in Venezuela, Smartmatic, trying to curry favor now with Americans, said, hey, there were a million votes at least that were manipulated in the Venezuelan election. Well, couldn't they do something about it if they had the electronic voting? We have to be concerned about our election system, not because of the Russians, but because of the electronic voting machines. Thank you for joining us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.